Welcome to Divine Destiny with Paul Wharton. Last week, Paul talked about your spiritual vision. Today, Paul will be talking about the harvest time vision. Let's join Paul now as he teaches the harvest time vision.
Hello, everybody. This is Paul Wharton, and I would like to welcome you back again to Living Truth Ministries. We have been talking the few times that we've been together about a spiritual vision that God has placed in each one of our hearts, how God wants us to pursue, how God wants us to make that vision a reality, how God wants us to work on it and to do and to succeed in this vision. We've been talking a lot about Abraham, how God called Abraham out of his father's house and sent him on a land to a place that God was going to show him. And this was started the spiritual vision with Abraham. And Abraham obeyed God. That's the key. He obeyed God. He got up and he left. He didn't know where he was going, didn't know what he was going to expect. All he did was had this vision in his heart that God gave him, and he trusted God, and he acted upon it. And because Abraham did that, now he is the father of all nations. God is going to bless him through all the generations. And we also have and share in that blessing and in that vision that Abraham had. It is for him, and it is for you and I today. And we talked last time we were together about our spiritual vision, where Jesus told his disciples to lift up their eyes and look at the natural fields of grain that were ready to be harvested. He used these fields as an example of the spiritual fields, and that's a multitude of men and women. They received the mandate for their divine destiny. It is the same vision Jesus wants to birth in our spirit. He wants to give us a vision of the spiritual harvest of the fields that are ready to be harvested in this world. And today I kind of like to continue that little journey and talk about the harvest time vision. The spiritual harvest fields of the world is the divine destiny to which believers are called. For some, that field is right where they are, their neighborhood, our job, our school, our sphere of influence. For others, the harvest will be in a foreign land. Wherever our harvest field is, we learned that we could not just talk about it, we need to act upon it. Here are four more steps to make the vision of the harvest a reality in your life. Step two talks about yet 4 months. To become part of this harvest time vision, you cannot delay it. You cannot wait until some future time to become involved. Souls are dying in sin right now. And how many times have you looked at the newspaper or online, wherever you get your information, and you read every day of 3, 4, half a dozen people dying or getting in an accident or having a heart attack or some way or another, they lose their lives? And how many people have you thought, for me, I've thought this a lot, and I've even talked to my brother about it a lot. Did they know the Lord? Or were they ready to go? Did someone share the gospel with them and try to harvest them and get them to the Lord before they died? And that's happening every day, every day. We need to be ready. Step three, I say unto you, God's ways are different from man's. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are what your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. And you can read that in Isaiah 55:8-9. Men talk about spiritual harvest. They delay it. But what God says is different than what man says. He says in step 4, lift up your eyes. You must lift up your spiritual eyes from the distractions of life. You must lift them up from your personal problem, from discouragement, from businesses, and world concerns. And I'm just as guilty of that as the next person. Sometimes you let the cares of the world just overwhelm you, and you don't feel like talking about God. You don't feel like talking about His blessings. You don't feel like being a witness. You let your problems kind of overrun you, where you look sad, you look mad, you look aggravated. I'm guilty of that too. But we need to always, always reflect Jesus Christ in our lives. That where people can look at you and say, man, I know you're going through some problems. I know you've got situations that are overwhelming, but look at you. You look positive. You look happy. That is a way to witness and to show them, hey, look, you know, I know Jesus. He helps me, and people will gonna want that. You must lift up your eyes from the circumstances of life to look on the harvest. Turning your eye from distraction to the harvest field is not enough. You must really look at the harvest. You must see the world through the eyes of God. Many do not have spiritual vision because they have not really looked at the world spiritually. How many times have you prayed when you have your devotions with God? God, put on my heart a burden to witness. Put on my heart a burden to witness and to show your love to someone else. Even if it's just your brother, your sister, your aunt, your uncle, your friend, your coworker, ask God to give you that burden and to show you at least one person every day that you can touch and that you can reach and witness for God. And I promise you, He will. They have yet to recognize their personal responsibility to reap the harvest. They have not considered the conditions of the harvest fields of our world today. Israel was about to reap a mighty harvest when the enemies of the Midianites attacked to seize and destroy their crops. You can read that in Joshua chapter 6. But do not let the enemy steal that which God intended to be your destiny. Do not let the enemy destroy the vision of spiritual harvest to which you are called and destined. Abraham had a divine destiny that involved the birth of nations. The nation of Israel had a divine destiny to represent God to the nations. And we have the same divine destiny to represent God to this world. And we know if we look around, listen to any kind of the news, we know how crooked, how rotten, how perverse, how away from God this nation has. It is time for us to step up. It is time for us to let our light shine and to reap the harvest that people are so eagerly and hungrily looking for, something to fulfill that longing that's deep in their heart. And we both know that it's not the world that's going to fulfill that desire. It is going to take the salvation of Jesus. You have a divine destiny in the harvest fields of the world. Do not delay it. Do not just talk about what you will do for God someday. Begin to fulfill your destiny as a spiritual harvester right now, today. It is our responsibility. It is our job. God has died on that, sent His Son to die on that cross to save our souls. And it is up to us to preach that gospel, to reach this world, and to share what God has given to us, that we can build the kingdom of God, and that we can be a light into this dark world. Let's have a word of prayer. O blessed Heavenly Father, how I thank you that we can come boldly before your throne and ask for your help, and ask for your help to enlighten us on this vision and on this dream. Father, I know the harvest is ready. I know the harvest is ready to be picked and to shown the love of Jesus Christ. And Father, I pray that you help each and every one of us that is listening to this, that we don't let the cares of this world, that we don't let the problems of this world to bog us down, that we can turn it over to you, and that we can let our light shine before you. Father, that you will touch us, that you will help us, that we can be that vision to reach this dying world for you. Father, touch each and every one of us and help us, I pray, and give us this burden. Give us this courage and give us this enlightenment till we can be a witness for you. That, Father, when we have the opportunity, that your Holy Spirit will guide us in all things to say to reach this dying world. Help us, I pray, Father, because your promise said you will be there and that you will help us and that you will guide us and that your Holy Spirit will give us the right words to say. Touch each and every one of us that hear this, I pray. And Father, I will never, ever fail to praise you and to glorify you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
We hope you enjoyed studying Divine Destiny with us and today's teaching, The Harvest Time Vision. Join Paul next week as he does a recap on Embracing Your Vision of Destiny series and introduce his new series, Following the Pathway of Destiny. Harvest Time International Institute and Living Truth Bible College furnish all material. You can find helpful material like this and more by going to www.myltbc.org. Again, that's myltbc.org. We want to hear from you if you enjoy Paul's teachings. You can write or email us. Our email address is divinedestiny@ltm4christ.com. Again, that's divinedestiny@ltm4christ.com. Or you can mail us and address it to LTM Post Office Box 87083, Vancouver, Washington 98687. This broadcast is brought to you by Living Truth Ministries.